The festive season is definitely here on the Dolphin Coast. Lots of visitors to our coastline. Looks like a lot of matric celebrations happening at the moment around town. And there's definitely a buzz. And along with it, a whole bunch of tinsel in the windows. And, you know, it's definitely beginning to look a lot like Christmas, as the song goes. But there is a bit of a movement that is building and will soon become very, very evident down in the Lower Ballito Village. And it's all about shining a light on the reason for the season. And it's called Beacon of Light. To find out what it's all about, what you can expect from it, and how you can get caught up in the excitement. Well, in the studio with me, I've got a full bench, if you will, a full team on microphone number one. Nikki Patterson, here to say hello, to shine some light on a Monday.
Thank you for having me.
How you doing, Nikki? Great to have you back.
Thank you.
Hey,
it's good to be back.
It's always nice to start the Monday with a full studio and a bunch of cool people, and bringing lights to the studio in more ways than one from our favorite supplier of things that light up, ACDC Express Ballito, of course. Lester Reddy is in the house with us as well. Lester, how are you doing today?
Very well, yourself?
Hey, lit up, man.
Thank you for having me.
Great to have you. And Rex Hunt, no stranger to the microphone, and a man who wears many different hats today in the house, representing local churches. And Rex, great to have you with us for a Monday morning moment as well. How are you doing?
Morning, Mike. Morning, Ballito. Very good, thank you. Great to be here.
Great to see all of you guys and to be shining a light on this thing, Beacon of Light. Nikki, we've just been having a little chat off air. You've been bringing me up to speed. I'm really excited. But for those who weren't listening because the radio wasn't on, give us the story. What is the vision and the mission behind this thing, Beacon of Light?
Well, it started last year when my husband and I went away on holiday, and there was just no festivities. And I thought, well, because of COVID, everything has gone down quite a lot and there's just nothing happening. So I thought, well, what do we do in Ballito? So that was a big question. Mm. So then on our way back, it was a two-day drive back, and I've got all this going on in the brain, and I'm thinking, okay, let's do something. Let's light it up. So I had this vision of lighting up Ballito with this massive Christmas tree. So I went and did a little bit of research and then found the prices, and I thought, okay, no, but maybe if we're going to do this every year, we need to have our own tree.
Yeah.
So I went to the man about town, and that's Brett Michelin. So I call him the Nike man, because if it's for the community and for the benefit of our town, he's like, just do it. So he is the Nike man in my book.
Mr. Mozambique.
Mr. Mozambique. So he said, Nikki, just do it. So I said, yeah, but the cost. He said, don't worry about it. We're going to fund it. So,
wow.
So we got in touch with Clinton Barris, and he designed and built this most beautiful 9-meter Christmas tree.
Yo.
And so now we've got the frame, and then I'm like, oh, well, we need to light it up now.
Yeah.
So
who
am I going to call? So I walked into ACDC, and there Lester was. And Lester said, I love the idea, because it's about Christianity. It's about embracing everybody and every Christian under one umbrella and coming together and praising God and Christ. So that is actually what it's about, is all of us coming together, an interdenominational festival, and celebrating the reason for the season.
And Beacon of Light, I mean, so fitting then that you're literally creating a big 9-meter beacon of light down in Lower Ballito Village, in that open space in front of the Mozambique.
Exactly.
It's called Kogan Park, I think it's called.
Yes.
And Lester, obviously when people need to light things up, you're the guy on speed dial.
Definitely.
No, absolutely. We've got a wide range of stuff. In our store, yeah.
The festive season or not, you know, right throughout the year, ACDC Express is a place that you can count on for having not just a fantastic range, but also great advice, and making sure that it's going to be fit for purpose. And in this case, it's got to be outdoors, it's got to be weatherproof, it's got to be a beacon of light. And I've no doubt that it's going to be exactly that. Has it been rigged yet?
Yes, it has.
Okay. And when does the light switch on? Is it already?
Switched it on last night, so we had a little bit of a test run, and that's it's all working. So from today, every night is going to be up,
Amazing. Yeah. And then Rex, from your side, as a man who's well connected around town, are you extending the invite and the invitation to houses of worship to come and be part of this thing as a kind of interdenominational celebration, right?
Yeah, sure, Mike. We need to get on board as churches in the local community. We need to get on board. You know, we're seeing, especially in England at the moment, you're not allowed to put Christmas trees up in certain places. You're not allowed to sing carols out on the street, and they're closing it down. And we have an opportunity still in our beautiful country to do that, and the churches need to lead the way for that. You know, we have so many celebrations happening in Belito, envy of functions, a matric rage and everything, and they're so well organized and supported. But when it comes to what is Christmas really about, we take a hammering. So this year, we actually want to make sure that in our social area, down at the bottom of end of Belito, which we all support, that we really got a beacon of light there, shining brighter than the other stuff that gets shone around there, Mike. You know what I'm talking about?
I hear you. And along with the physical beacon of light, there's a whole raft of things between the 9th and the 22nd of December. I believe there's going to be a whole bunch of festive activities and celebrations in various different forms. Give us a little taste of what the calendar entails, Nikki.
Okay, the calendar hasn't been finalized completely, but we have confirmation that we have the Philharmonic Quartet coming. Wow. So we've got them, and we've also got their brass band as well. So we've got two different functions there. Awesome. We've got a young chap from Freedom Church, name of Dylan Smith. And he's got a company called Painting in Purpose, I think.
I know those guys. Yes. Amazing work.
They do phenomenal artwork, street work. And he's going to be doing a paint-by-numbers nativity scene for the kids. So it's completely interactive. And
so cool.
And they're going to be spray painting on the wall and a beautiful nativity scene.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then we've got a bit of rapping as well happening, some Christian rapping happening. And then obviously the main thing is the carols by candlelight. And that will be towards the end of the second week.
Amazing stuff.
Obviously, Mike, that's not wrapping presents.
Not so. Like Christmas wrapping like
no,
that.
No, that's like the stuff that you do in the shower.
Yeah. How did you know?
My wife told me. It's terrible, she says.
Hey, listen, there's no accounting for taste. But this is so cool. Now, obviously, we'll keep an eye on weather, and things might shift by a day or two.
Mm-hmm.
And the page that you're going to want to like and follow from today and keep an eye on as we get closer to the kickoff on the 9th is the Beacon of Light Facebook page.
That's right.
Which will have more links, more information as things are confirmed.
And a website, and that will take you to the other pages of the other churches as well, so they will also advertise what they're doing.
Oh, because, of course, there's going to be things happening at the various
different churches. So it's everybody coming together, but advertising under this beacon that we are a very strong Christian community, we are a proud Christian community, and we want to share the love. So that's basically what it's all on.
That's so cool, man. And in between now and the 9th, if you want to shine your own light, beacon of light, and create a special scene of your own at home or at work, obviously, Lester, you and the guys at ACDC Express, as a local business with a heart for the community, you've gotten behind this one, which is fantastic. You've literally lit it up. Mm-hmm. But you're always keen to be the go-to for the community when it comes to all their electrical and lighting needs. And right now, if you walk into store, you'll be met with a dazzling display of all kinds of stuff, right?
Absolutely. We've got a wide range of stuff in store for the community as well. Listen, ACDC is for the community. We've decided to put our hands into anything involved with the community, anything to better the community. ACDC is game, and we're on board.
Fantastic.
And yes, if you do come into my store, we've got a wide range of Christmas deco. We've got a wide range of lighting facilities that's available to everybody. Yes,
at great prices too.
Amazing prices.
And you'll find, of course, the ACDC Express Belito store just behind the Lifestyle Center in Belito, centrally located. Everyone knows about ACDC Express. Otherwise, just put it in your GPS or Google it. And if you're looking for the big 9-meter Christmas tree. Again, it's going to be hard to miss, especially at nighttime once it's lit up. But down in front of Mozambique Restaurant in the Lower Bolito Village, that's going to be the epicenter of all of the action and activities over the course of that festive spread between the 9th and the 22nd of December. And you can go check it out this evening when it's all lit up and twinkling brightly. And of course, as I said again, Beacon of Light, that is the page you're going to want to like and follow on Facebook. And for anyone who's listening to this, whether you're involved with the church or not, and you want to find out how you can get involved and spread the word, Nikki, what's the best way to connect and to get in touch? Is it through that Facebook page?
Through the Facebook page, that would be great. And then we'll contact you and see how you can get involved as well. It's for everyone.
Well, there you go.
Yes, and thank you to all the people that actually got involved so far and were part of the whole thing. So thank you, Rex, and thank you, Lester.
Awesome. Rexy.
If they cannot find that Facebook page, they are welcome to contact me. They can Google me.
Direct, eh?
Or I can give you the direct number now if you want to.
Well, have you got a number on you? Well, actually, just, you know what? Keep your eyes on the 88FM Life and Style Facebook page as well, because we will make sure that we have the contact deets after this interview loaded up there. And for anyone who's looking to get behind the movement, Beacon of Light, light it up. Let's make it a big one for 2024 as we head into the festive season, as we head into the new year, and making sure that Bolito comes alive and lights up, remembering the reason for the season. And my special guests in the studio with me this morning, Nikki Patterson, Lester Reddy, Rex Hunt. Guys, thanks for shining a light
on a
Monday.
Thank you. Thanks, Mark.
And we'll be touching base again real soon, I can tell.
Thank you so much.
All right, cheers.